This is Out and About from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They're in concert tomorrow night at Five Points, Washington with soprano Barbara Padilla. David, good to see you again.
Great to be with you.
Now, this is an extra concert that you've added into the season for this year. What was the motivation behind that? Was this just an opportunity that fell in your lap and you wanted to jump on it?
Well, in the fall, I got a note from Barbara Padilla, actually, about her project, which was to complete this recording that she was doing in Abbey Road Studios in London. Abbey Road Studios, fame, of course, with none other than a London Symphony Orchestra. And Barbara came to us the first time right after her near triumph in America's Got Talent. And that was 09, I think. It was it was our very first New Year's greeting concert in which Barbara visited us. So that was right after she was first runner-up, of course. And we had her back for another concert the following August. So we became great friends, and I'm a huge admirer of Barbara's. But then she forwarded me an advance track from the recording. And when I heard the level of sophistication of Barbara's singing and also her use of the microphone, and I was aware that her career and her use of her voice has come to an even higher level. It's quite amazing.
Talk a little bit about her musical selection, because I was struck by the fact that they are emotionally charged.
Well, Barbara, and anybody who has heard her even once knows that she delivers a lot of heart with every song. There's so much of her in every song, and I'm certain that along with this amazing voice, is a big part of how she nearly won it all on America's Got Talent. And back then, I guess her signature song was Ave Maria. And, of course, many people have sung Ave Maria quite beautifully. Something about what that spiritual juice that she gives it is amazing. And so in the selection that's on the new album, many of the songs on that album, by the way, will be included in our concert tomorrow night. You get a gamut of love songs, and there's a very special song that was written for her, One Day You Will Triumph, Algún Día Triunfarás. And it was written for her because she was facing this incredible challenge with Hodgkin's lymphoma. She'd had many chemotherapies. She was supposed to have still another one, and the doctors were saying, well, you know, we're not sure you should do it, and we don't know what it'll do to you, and it'll probably destroy your voice. She went through all of that, and her voice obviously came through unscathed, and she's been 14 years free of any cancer. So that, but along the way, obviously, in a process like that, you have doubts, you have moments when you're not sure what's going to happen. And this friend of hers wrote this song. She said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat this thing. And this song is One Day You Will Triumph. So she brings all of that with her to everything. Now, when she came last time, she sang some great arias, Un Bel Dì of Puccini from Butterfly, this moment when my ship will return with Pinkerton, you know, my love, and then another one of an aria of Vengeance of Verdi. You know, the whole gamut, the whole emotional range, and that's something else that I noticed right away about Barbara. She's just 100% there, and she delivers the entire message. It's amazing.
Both the CD that's coming out shortly and the program that she's performing tomorrow night draw heavily from the opera repertoire, but I think you've done a really good job of finding pieces for the orchestra that sit nicely with those. So you've got a little bit of music from Carmen, you've got some music from Traviata, and the Meditation by Jules Massenet, which is just a glorious, beautiful piece.
Isn't it? And it's another chance for us to feature our concertmaster, Sarah Gentry, who plays so superbly. And it's been such a privilege for us to have her in that seat. She's an amazing musician, a wonderful, wonderful player, but also a personality who leads without any fuss or pretense. And, of course, I've been lucky to play chamber music with Sarah as well. So she will play the Meditation, which is a superb piece. And we're also doing some some numbers from the ballet suite from the opera Le Cid of mm-hmm. Jules Massenet. And those are jewels, and not everybody knows this music. It's a lot of fun for the orchestra.
Another thing that struck me about the repertoire is that there seems to be a lot of crossover music, very much pulling from music from the movies.
Music from the movies, and also this gets to that area of when you say crossover, which has been part of our American culture in the recent, I'd say, decade to 15 years. There has been this resurgence of public fascination with the voice, with everything vocal, and also this blurring of the boundaries between what's classical, what's so-called artistic music or art music, and what's popular music. You know, popera or classical crossover, that's a so-called new genre. But it's always been there. There's always been a connection between art music and the folk or the popular. I mean, already back in Beethoven's time and before, folk music, folk dances, and so forth would be transformed into art music. But what we're finding is that the popular realm, popular culture, is beginning to reabsorb straight from the art music. So an opera like Johnny Schicchi and an aria like O mio Babbino Caro, My Dear Papa, you know, this wonderful song, somehow it grabs the imagination in the popular culture, and everybody all of a sudden knows it. Just like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, everybody knows da-da-da-da, right? It's something that lives there. But it's happened more and more. Singers like, well, Sarah Brightman, for example, mm-hmm. we think of Broadway, but also of opera. And even opera stars like Kiri Takanawa began giving concerts that were in this direction. And we had Josh Groban, of course, and Andrea Bocelli. So Barbara Padilla is inhabiting in the most natural way to her personality this realm, which is a little bit or a big dose of art, but also a big dose of the popular culture. And a number of these tunes, of course, are either Latin, they're Spanish, or they're Italian, which comes naturally to her with her background.
Now, as you've been talking with Barbara, have you gotten a sense of why it is she's coming to Peoria with this program? I mean, what was it about her last two experiences here in Peoria or with the HFO that made her decide that this is kind of where she wanted to come out and show off some of this material? Because she could be doing this elsewhere if she wanted.
Well, she certainly could. And, of course, we, as I said, we made friends musically and personally, but we were also the first concert that she had following her three-month stint, which was right on the heels of the America's Got Talent show. And that was part of the contract for the contestants. And so as a near winner, as one of the finalists, she was signed up for a few months. And it was during that period, in fact, that we eventually got in touch with her so that we could be, in a way, her concert debut following that. And she told me, she said, "David, as soon as this was starting to happen, I just thought of you all, and I would, it would be such a joy if we were able to launch this repertoire together in the concert realm."
And I think it's exciting, too, that in this performance, she's not just a guest performer. She is the headliner.
She is indeed.
How many songs will she be doing?
Oh, I haven't given myself a number. Let me glance down there. One, two, there's probably eight of them, I would think. Yes. So she's a big, huge part of this program. And she is an amazing woman in terms of energy and spirit. If there ever was an energizer, she is one of them. And of course, that's probably a big part of her whole story. You know, of what all she's overcome. She's amazing, as I say.
And you still have one more concert coming up in this season. That's in the end of May. What do you have lined up for your season closer?
Yes, the ending concert of season 5 is a wondrous thing. We're doing a little bit in the tradition of the one-time Beethoven Academy. Beethoven, in his day, gave a lot of premieres of these works, which in our day are always heard separately. There's one, usually just one of them per program. But I'm including both the 4th and the 5th symphonies for a couple of reasons. First of all, that's in the Beethoven tradition. For another reason, they fit together really wonderfully. The 5th season is a great way to bring a season to a close. It's so exciting. It's so powerful. And I'm also thereby bringing our season numbers back in line with our, our Beethoven cycle of symphonies. And then also on that program, we have the Haydn Sinfonia Concertante, which is a like a concerto work for violin and cello and oboe and bassoon. So four solo instruments, and those are the four principals from Inside the Heartland Festival Orchestra who are featured. And Haydn as Beethoven's brief teacher, and you could say forebear in a way, fits beautifully on that program.
That's David Commande talking about the Heartland Festival Orchestra's upcoming concert with soprano Barbara Padilla. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
And Nathan, the Illinois Central College Theater Program continues with its thriller Humpty Dumpty this weekend. There are performances tonight and tomorrow night at the ICC Performing Arts Center and a matinee at 2:30 on Sunday. When two couples go for a backwoods vacation and are cut off from their high-tech world, shells begin to crack, fear takes over, and they experience a great fall.
And the Contemporary Art Center in downtown Peoria presents live music every Friday night as part of its Live at the Five Spot series. Tonight, the featured performer is Bill Porter. Around here, we know him better as our chief engineer, but he's also a longtime guitarist. He is performing tonight from 5:30 to 7:30.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.